Your novel has now been published in 12 countries. It has been translated into 8 languages. Why do you feel this book resonates even more today than it did when it was first published in 1996?
Well, Mary, you know, it's been so, you know, gratifying to hear people who've read the novel say, you know, Nancy, how did you know that's my life you're writing about? That's me. And I think it's also that the issues the book raises are even more critical today because of these uncertain economic times.
Yeah, I mean, you were already an acclaimed poet when you wrote this book. Why did
you
feel compelled to write it?
Well, Mary, I was a writer and a working mother of 3 children when I went back to law school. And I've struggled and lived with these tensions I write about. And I felt this book had to be written because I wanted to expose the realities and problems, you know, that families like yours and mine face today. And I believe one of the most pressing and unresolved issues facing families is how to get to a fulfilling balance between career and family life. And it's a problem that's even more critical today, you know, in these uncertain economic times.
So was your story very much Judy's story? I mean, she's one of the 3 women in the book, right? And Judy is a woman who gives up her law career once she gets married. I mean, as you did, right? You didn't go back to law school until after you had kids.
Until after. Well, you know, there's a little part of me in all of them, Mary. You know, like Judy, I went back, as you mentioned, to law school while my children were growing up. My experiences with politics and power, serving on the boards of the Canada Council, the National Library, and Telefilm Canada, actually formed the basis of Dee Dee's story, who's a wife of an ambitious politician, and why Barbara, my 3rd character, is a traditional housewife. She's also a writer who goes on to write her first novel. And I guess that's an easy one to spot.
So there, yeah, as you say, there's a little bit of you in all these women.
That's right.
And I guess also when you were creating these 3 central characters, I guess you were thinking about how this could relate to the women who are reading the book, right? And creating these kinds of common challenges and life situations that they faced.
You're right. Mary, as women shatter glass ceilings to become successful in our careers, the complications that arise in their personal life can shatter our happiness as well. And this book is about 3 women. They struggle to achieve independence and what happens to them after they shatter the glass ceiling. It's about all the things we weren't warned would happen.
Tell us a little bit about these 3 women.
Judy, you know, one of my characters, after a difficult divorce, finds herself a single mother and increasingly under financial pressure. She re-educates herself, becomes a lawyer, and moves up in the corporate world. In the process, she finds she's losing touch with her teenage son, who gets into some minor trouble with the police, and she worries he may even be involved with drugs. Another character, Dee Dee, is a politician's wife. Dee Dee uses her talents, family money, and connections to help her husband's political career. And with his absences, she becomes a main source of stability for their 2 sons. Barbara, my 3rd character, for years a traditional housewife, achieves success as a novelist at the very time her husband's career has a setback. The relationship deteriorates, his behavior becomes erratic, and finally abusive.
And you mentioned that each of them have those glass ceilings.
That's right.
Which they shatter. And I find what's interesting is that there are different meanings of that glass ceiling.
Well, that's very true. You know, it's not just, in shattering glass, I feel it has more than one meaning. It's not just limited to what we think of, you know, as a glass ceiling.
The career glass ceiling.
It's not just that alone. No. Yeah. In my opinion, we all have our personal glass ceilings when we accomplish the goals we set for ourselves in our careers and jobs. And my book deals with what happens when we achieve it.
You said something very interesting to me when we had a conversation on the phone about this. And you were saying that women can be very successful in their careers, and yet, and this is in the book as well,
yes,
when one thing goes wrong at home, they feel like failures.
That's right. You know, the stories of Dee Dee and Barbara evolve from my personal experiences juggling career and family. You know, Mary, and what I found in writing this novel and speaking with other working women is today We measure our success by our financial and career achievements outside the home. You know, we have to, you know, given the economic realities today. But at the same time, we're continuing, just like our mothers and grandmothers did, to believe we're failures when we have problems in our personal life. And this kind of thinking, this shattering glass phenomenon, affects our closest relationships. And the guilt it causes sabotages us, robs us of self-confidence, and limits our potential for happiness. And you know, the challenges and problems my characters face are even more intensely felt today, you know, by the uncertain economic times we're in. And of course, Mary, men face their own set of pressures because of what's happening too.
Yeah. Why do you feel that women, I mean, in a sense, it's a double standard, right? They have one set of standards for outside the home and then another one in the home.
That's right.
Why are women so hard on themselves in that way?
You know, I don't know, but one, I really feel we have to identify the shattering glass phenomena within ourselves, you know, and ask ourselves, what's going to make us happy ultimately? And we have to be realistic in what we expect of ourselves, especially as we care for those we love as we move forward in our careers. And I hope the struggles of Judy, Dee Dee, and Barbara can inspire us to break the cycle of guilt that can shatter our happiness. And this book helps us understand that we're not alone, and almost any obstacle can be overcome, whether you're a single parent, have an unsupportive partner, or you're dealing with financial pressure because of the economy. But most important, we have to learn to be kinder to ourselves.
When women who've read the book approach you, what do they say to you as far as, you know, how much of themselves they see in the book?
Well, they see a great deal of themselves.
Yeah. You know, what are their comments? I'm curious.
Well, the comments is, you know, like mentioned, Nancy, how did you know? You know, that's, it's been so gratifying to hear, you know, women, people who've read the novel say, Nancy, how did you know? That's my life you're writing about. That's me.
Do you know, earlier you were saying that you feel that this topic, the issues that these women confront, are even more relevant today.
Yes.
And I guess it really does come down to that whole issue of balancing family, work, and personal happiness.
Because that's really become almost a major issue today.
I find that that question was asked a lot in sort of recent years, and yet lately, I don't feel that the question of balancing work and family is being asked in a big public way, you know? And I'm wondering whether that's because we've asked it so much now in the last decade or so that we've gotten tired of asking that question, or is it because there isn't really a good answer we've come up with, or is there no single answer that we can come up with?
I think it's become, you know, very much in the forefront today. You know, the economic reality today is most families need two incomes, you know, and as more and more women are in the workforce, and with traditional male-female roles are changing, you know, the role of who's a breadwinner and who's a nurturer, I think this has even become, you know, one of the most important pressing issues today. And I feel also we have to listen to our partners' needs and communicate better.
Thank you very much for coming in, Nancy.
Oh, it was a pleasure, Mary.
Nancy Gay Rothstein is a poet, author of Shattering Glass, and a lawyer. The book is distributed by Penguin Books. And if you'd like more info on Nancy Gay and her work, you can visit her website, which we've linked to ours, at cbc.ca/freshair.